Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a little while. My wife and I took some time to go on our honeymoon. We got married this past October and then took a delayed honeymoon just with me being a teacher. It makes things a little more complicated to do that right away. So we waited till the summertime, took about 12 days in Hawaii, and it was such an amazing trip. And I'm sure I'll just have a separate podcast just to talk about all that and the things that we got to see and experience. But today's episode isn't about that. Today's episode is about the Dairyland Outdoor Veterans Retreat, or Dover, and what they're all about and the amazing things that they're doing for veterans, and just getting them together, getting them out in the water. So I was able to go to their dinner that they had the other night and sit down with some of the people that are involved with making Dover happen and getting these veterans out to a place where they can return, rest, and renew. That's Dover's motto. And it was just a very, very neat experience to put it in the simplest terms, to sit down with some of these veterans and just hear some of the stories that they have, but also just talk about what the capabilities of Dover are and how it's been healing veterans that come back and feel alone, feel isolated, feel like they are having trouble finding their purpose after serving their country. And also the impact that it has on their families too. It's not just for the veterans, but it's for veterans and their families, because veterans' families are affected too by what happens while those people are serving, but then also when they come home from their service. In today's episode, you're going to hear from three different people and their experience with not only Dover, but also the Trout Unlimited Service Partnership, and then also Veterans on the Fly, and just the healing powers that nature has and allowing nature to work its magic for all veterans and their family. After today's episode, I recommend and encourage that you check out the Dover website. That's www.dovr.org. Again, that's www.dovr.org. Whether you're a veteran, a family member of a veteran, or you're active duty, recommend that you check that out and see all that Dover has to offer. And with that, let's get into today's episode.
I'm Jeff Butler, United States Army. I served in the tail end of the Vietnam War from 71 to 74 in the infantry. And, you know, I came home, and one of the things my uncle did and my dad did when they came back from World War II in Korea was that dad made it a point to get all of us kids out in the outdoors. And my uncle always talked to me about when he came back from his incredible scene in World War II. He went from Omaha Beach, Normandy, to Battle of the Bulge, to getting wounded. And as soon as he got back, somebody, I think it was a friend of the family, said, "You need to go up to my cabin and sit on the dock and fish, and I'll bring you food, I'll bring you pop, and I'll bring you beer, but stay on the dock until you're comfortable enough to come back to the cabin." And he said he sat out there for like 2 days. And that story always ring true about, it was something about that. And then that's when I started getting the idea of doing veteran outdoors type stuff. And so then in 1990, I started a program for Vietnam vets that were in a PTSD unit. And I saw it work. I saw canoe trips, I saw kayaking trips, and I saw that it was just, it wasn't rocket science. I didn't go to school for it. I just knew being in the outdoors, fly fishing or fishing or kayaking or paddling, just a simple matter of if if you put a vet that's having a hard time focusing on something into a kayak, they're focusing on the paddle, nothing else. If they're fly fishing, they're focusing on the fly rod and the fly and the line, and they're not thinking about all that other stuff that's been going on in their brain for a while. And I've seen it happen. So then when I heard about Dover, I just kind of watched it from a distance, and it was growing slow. And I heard a lot about all the fundraising they were doing, but I was never hearing what they were doing with all the fundraising. And so finally, about 3 years ago, I took a drive up here and drove into the place and said, wow, look what they built. And at the time, I was working with Matt. Matt and I became friends on another fly fishing event that I started. And so I told him and another vet, I said, hey, I think I got the greatest place for us to go stay when we're on a muskie trip. And we're gonna stay at Dover, and we're gonna fish on the St. Croix River. And it's only 12, 13 miles from where we're staying down to the river. And then in the meantime, Matt got involved with Trout Unlimited. I had already been involved with Trout Unlimited, but then the Veteran Service Project, the VSP portion of Trout Unlimited, came on, and Matt said, come on, let's make this happen. And so then we just kept talking, and finally it was, Matt said, I'm the state VSP coordinator now, and what do you say we put something together for up at Dover, and we'll maybe invite American Heroes Outdoors out to film it, to be on their cable station. And it happened. But it's in the place that, you know, Matt and I both saw the potential for it. You know, it's you can come here at different times, and it can be busy with ATVs going on at times, but there's just kind of a time up here that it just kind of settles down and calms. And even without having all the water behind me, because 4 years ago the Rattigan Dam went out, and so all that water in back of us, thousands or hundreds of acres, was washed away down to the St. Croix River. So now, but it's getting stronger. It seems to be the word's getting out more. People are coming up here from other states, and so I saw the opportunity to bring in American Heroes Outdoors and Trout Unlimited, and I said, let's just do it. Let's get some exposure for Dover. Let's get some exposure for Rod, you know, and what Rod and his team have done. So I went to a board meeting to talk about it, and when I left the board meeting, I was on the board of directors. So be careful. But it's been a great opportunity for me. So I'm looking forward to the next couple days with the vets on the river, and it'll be a blast. It always is. You know, I just watch it happen. You know, I came up with that slogan a long time ago. You know, people would say to me, hey, it's really cool that you get to guide veterans on the river. And I said, I don't guide veterans on the river. I guide them to the river, and I let the river do the magic. And that's all it is. We don't do anything, we just let the river take hold. And that's the magic of, for me, that's the magic of the St. Croix and Namekagon Rivers. You can probably get on any river, but those two happen to be my favorite.
I probably could have listened to Jeff talk for another hour and a half and would have just been blown away by just his storytelling ability and what he's able to do with veterans out on the river and just provide that therapeutic element. And I love what he said at the end there. It's not him guiding while they're on the river. It's just getting them to the river, guiding them to the river. The next person you're going to hear from is Mike Johnson, and he's with Veterans on the Fly.
Go ahead. So I'm Mike Johnson with Veterans on the Fly. I'm the program lead for the Madison Group. So what we are is a veteran-based fly fishing group where we get guys on the water, we get them geared up, we get have some fabulous instructors, and that's during the summer months, and we operate more of a kind of like a club, kind of come when you can. Life gets in the way of fun all the time, so we once a week we go out on different rivers surrounding Madison, and then all winter long we tie flies at the VFW Madison, and so we have from absolute beginner to fully advanced. We've got all the equipment. You just need to bring yourself and your family, or your fishing buddy is welcome too. So we try to include the whole family, and their family's always welcome in what we do. And it's just about getting on the water and enjoying each other's company, and it's a great place to be.
The last person that I interviewed is a man named Matthew Cate, and he was actually the one that invited me to the Dover dinner, and I'm so glad that he did. I think it's easy for us to show appreciation for veterans on Veterans Day, but what about the other 364 days of the year? And it's small community events like this that highlight just the need that there is for veterans to have these places like Dover to go to, where they can return, rest, and relax and renew themselves and just build camaraderie with other veterans and other people that went through experiences like them, and family members to do the same thing. And I think just having these places for veterans to go to is so, so important. So that they don't feel that isolation, that they don't feel like they don't have a purpose after their service, and so that they have a place where they can go to relax and unwind and find that. Not everybody has nature right out their back door like we do up here in the Northwoods, and they have to seek it out. And if there's places where they can find it easily and have it be more accessible for them, then that's just one of the great things that that Dover is doing for those veterans. And I think it's just amazing what they're doing. So with that, here's Matt's interview.
So to get veterans back out here and get them back on the water, it's not necessarily the fishing aspect of it. It's the camaraderie of being with fellow brothers and sisters, but it's also allowing the river to work its magic. Here on the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, you have something special here in northern Wisconsin that you can't find anywhere else. To sit there in the current and let it pull you, be able to put your fingers down in there and let it run through your fingers. You know, as cheesy as it sounds, Frozen 2 had it right. Water has a memory. It remembers where you've been. It remembers where you are. It remembers where you're going. So to be able to experience that and to have that moment outside or on the river, it's rejuvenating. You know, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to pray to one God or the other. It all hits that inner caveman spirituality that we all walk this world with. And it reawakens that and gives us a moment to just give that collective huh, that breath, you know, and remember why you're here and remember why you're special. Remember why your brothers and sisters are special.
And because of programs like Dover and Trout Unlimited and Veterans on the Fly, veterans are able to do that. And so I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I hope you got something out of it. I sure did. This was a very, very cool experience. Just being able to sit down with veterans during the dinner, but then also just to hear from guys like Jeff and Mike and Matthew. And I hope to do this again next year. And possibly join them on the river. But again, just want to remind you to check out Dover's website. Again, that's www.dovr.org, www.dovr.org. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.